Now let us turn our attention, dear friends, on this fourth day of the novena to what Our Lady looks like in heaven. You know, people say there's not much in Scripture about the Assumption. You don't find any precise record of her death. We know she died. Tomb has been discovered in Jerusalem. Yeah. But we don't know the day in which she was assumed. There's an ancient tradition, 3 days after her death, the apostles were coming for the Synod Council of Jerusalem, the first synod in the church, and they discovered Our Lady had just died. And so they went to venerate her in the tomb, and the tomb was empty, almost good as new. Anyway, this is not the important point. The fact is that we do have a record of Our Lady, what she looked like in heaven. She appeared to St. John, and he recorded the vision in the 12th chapter of the Apocalypse. It's so significant for the church. All that prophecy concerning what was happening in the church to enable us to understand that no matter how bad the scenario, no matter how terrible the persecution, no matter how violent, seemingly, the prince of this world and the beast and all the other characters were, well, be confident. The heavens open to us, and when the heavens open, the Ark of the Covenant will enter. The Ark of the Covenant, not something made by human hands. The Ark of the Covenant is the woman. Ark of the Covenant, pray for us, we say in the Litany. Here we see the woman. Who is this woman? This one, clothed with the sun, the moon at her feet, the crown of 12 stars. The woman is first of all the Mother of God and Mother of the Church. Secondly, the Church itself is the woman. The heavenly Jerusalem in chapter 21 of the Apocalypse coming down from heaven. People think that's something way, way, way up there, far away. That the Church here on earth is the heavenly Jerusalem already coming out. And why is it the heavenly Jerusalem? Because the preeminent member is Mary, gloriously assumed to do heaven. This is why we can say there's one liturgy. The liturgy of the Mass here is the same liturgy of the Mass in heaven. Same priest, same sacrifice, same co-redemptrix, except that we can share in that with all the angels and the saints. How many references in the text of the Mass? We shan't go into that any further here in these few moments, but we just want to look. The woman, the bride of the Canticle of Canticles. Who is the bride? First of all, Mary Immaculate. Toda pulchres, thou art all fair. Thou art the honor of the people, and so forth. Secondly, the whole church is the bride of Christ. St. Paul, chapter 5, the Ephesians. And then every soul is the bride of Christ, to the degree that every soul is one with Mary, perfectly hers, perfectly consecrated to her. And so we see, as it were, that the fact of the Assumption is assumed here. And what does Mary look like when she appears on earth? Because she's not only in heaven, she's always in the church. We don't see her very often, relatively speaking, but she does appear. And the saints all tell us that we don't see her, but she's still working, especially within us. The story of her faith should be the story of our faith, of every soul. So, but we have some exceptional instances when Our Lady appears and she leaves a picture, Our Lady of Guadalupe. You will see it here behind me. This is her house, her home. Every home of Mary is a home of God. But we see her especially as the Mother of the Church. Know you not that I am your mother? That I am holding you and protecting you and caring for you in the crossing of my arms? We must reflect upon this, that we shall see that the whole prophetic history of the Church, from Pentecost to the second coming of Jesus follows the logic of Immaculate Conception, Mother Co-Redemptrix, gloriously assumed, and crowned in heaven. Queen of heaven, our queen too. Always at our beck and call, as it were, she invites us to. Let us never neglect her. And with that thought in mind, let us now join together in our novena prayer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Novena in honor of the Assumption of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars.
O Immaculate Virgin, Mother of God and Mother of Man, we believe with all the fervor of our faith in your triumphal assumption into heaven, where you are claimed as queen by all the choirs of angels and legions of saints. We unite with them to praise and bless the Lord, who has exalted you above all other pure creatures, and to offer you the tribute of our devotion and our love. From the shadows of this valley of tears, we seek your heavenly assistance and tender mercy to comfort our aching hearts and to help in the trials of the Church and of our country. Accept the intentions we offer you in this novena, and be pleased to grant them according to our need and according to the good pleasure of your Son. For we are confident that in the glory where you reign, you continue your manifold intercession to bring us celestial gifts. In the glory which you possess in body and soul in heaven, this image and beginning of the Church, as it is to be perfected in the world to come, until the day of the Lord shall come, continue to shine forth on earth as a sign of certain hope and comfort for all your children. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary.
Let us pray. Almighty, everlasting God, who assumed to celestial glory the body and soul of your Son's mother, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, grant, we beg you, that being ever intent upon heavenly things, we may merit to share in her glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Queen assumed into heaven,
pray for us.